This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here, the toll-free number for this election post-mortem, the 2016 edition.
Nobody died, Ian.
Is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, maybe nobody died. But
property, many people's hopes died.
That happened. Lots of people were crying, apparently, within the last 24 hours over Donald Trump winning the presidency in what some say was a surprise upset. A lot of people didn't see this coming.
You weren't surprised?
I knew it was a possibility.
I don't
ever believe the polls, and the polls had Clinton winning in a lot of those polls, and I just don't believe the polls. So, and what else died? Well, maybe a little bit more of American freedom. I know a lot of people think that Donald Trump is some kind of established or non-establishment outsider candidate, but I think that the next 4 years are going to prove those people wrong. And by the way, welcoming back, besides Ian and Mark here, who have been here for the past few weeks, pretty much every night, Gerald W. Perry, back with us.
Yes, good to be back.
I'm sure you have been analyzing in detail what has happened in the United States in the last 24 hours, and I want to get into some of that here. Also, I really want to talk about some of the amazing success stories from here in New Hampshire, because to me, the national election is just a sideshow.
Yep,
it's a very distracting sideshow that a lot of people seem to believe is really important. But the reality is, if you want to see liberty happen in your lifetime, what's important is local action and concentrating your activism in one area. And that's what libertarians have been doing here in New Hampshire for more than a decade as an official movement. Before that, people who love freedom have been moving here for many decades. So I want to get into that. We'll get to your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go first, though, to China, where Ian is on the line. Go ahead, Ian.
Good morning, and we have a president. I don't know if I like it or not. But the Chinese people, and I don't understand this, they are going bonkers. You'd think they've been voting for their president.
Now, didn't you tell us that the official state media was firmly against Donald Trump in China? Oh,
they are hammering Trump worse than CNN. I swear to you. They're all over him.
So the people of China, you're saying, are reacting very differently than these official state media is.
Absolutely. The people, by and large, are thrilled to see Donald Trump in place with a big question mark. State media says this is the end of the world as we know it.
So, I mean, worst case scenario here, some people certainly would point out that Donald Trump is a protectionist, or at least, you know, a lot of the things he has said suggest that he is. Do you think that, you know, the Chinese people would be happy if they found out that Donald Trump started to impose more trade restrictions and tariffs and things like that?
Well, it's interesting. The thinking Chinese want him to be tougher with China. We all know that China cheats with a currency. They cheat monetarily. And the bargains that they've gotten in trade deals with the U.S. are frightening. It's actually led up to the current recession in China. In our city alone, government workers have taken a 40% pay cut because of the recession. It's gotten that bad.
Wow. I wish we could have that happen here.
They're hoping to get something more out of the president. Oh, on the other side of the coin, my wife is finally getting her immigration visa, and we're going to move back to America, and we are looking at New Hampshire.
Congrats. That means that you will no longer be subject to American foreign policy.
Foreign policy moves to New Hampshire.
He will not be subject to foreign policy,
right.
Mark.
He'll be subject to domestic policy.
Foreign policy ran into the World Trade Center in 2001.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ian.
Here's a policy you need to discuss someday. I live in China. but I still am obligated to pay U.S. federal income tax.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that.
I've been here 20 years. I file every year, and I get the same hubbub. Why don't they make American corporations that go to China continue to pay American corporate tax as well?
Because American corporate tax,
everybody back.
They do have to pay corporate tax, but the problem is that they keep the money outside the country,
right?
Because we have a high corporate tax.
He's been keeping his money outside of the United States for 20 years while he's in China, but he still has to pay the damn tax. He's asking why is it different?
Well,
because corporations have lobbying power.
It's not different, though.
His money has stayed in China.
Okay. Well,
but the IRS says you have to give us some of that.
We don't advocate for more tyranny against other people simply because there's tyranny against this guy.
We're not advocating for that. He's just asking why it is that way.
Okay.
Yeah, his question is, why should it not be the same way?
Hold on. Three people talking at once is not.
Why should his money not be treated the same way as corporate money? If he is not bringing the money into the United States, he is not repatriating that money, so therefore it should not be taxed.
Nobody should be taxed, I mean, obviously, but the reason why corporations get a break and individuals don't is because corporations have lobbyists.
Well, hold on. Those corporations would simply leave the United States, since the corporation is a piece of paper.
They have left the United States.
No, they haven't. They're not corporate. Then they're not U.S. Then they wouldn't be subject to U.S. corporate tax. And
it doesn't sound like they are.
Yes, they are.
Example.
He's saying they're not.
The Ford Motor Company, Ford Motor, pays zero tax to the U.S. on any monies generated from Asia. I pay 30% to those pigs in Washington.
Obviously, Mark, if Ford is selling a car in the United States, they're going to pay tax on that. What he's saying is if they're selling cars and manufacturing them outside of the U.S., they're not paying tax.
What does Kyocera pay the U.S. government for things they sell outside of the United States?
Kyocera is a Japanese firm.
Yeah, oh, fine. Fine. That's the point that I'm trying to make here is that Kyocera doesn't pay anything because they're a foreign company. If you made Ford pay U.S. corporate taxes of 35% on every penny they made around the world, they would cease to be an American company the very next day. They would incorporate in Canada or Japan or wherever it was best for them.
Corporations have preference compared
to
human
beings. It's a nod to reality. Now, I'm not saying what's happening to him is right. I'm saying that corporations can move easier than people can.
Right, but he's been living in China for 20 years.
I know where he's
been living. Why is his money treated differently than Ford's money or Apple's money?
You're wrong,
because
Mark.
Because they can force him to do it, and they can't force Ford or Apple.
You said it's easy for corporations to move. No, it's not. It's not easy to move a manufacturing plant. That's an incredibly expensive process. It's much easier for an individual to move internationally than it is
for a corporation. Does the Bavarian Motor Works own a car manufacturing facility in Greenville, South Carolina?
I haven't the slightest clue.
The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
And the Bavarian Motor Works company is not a U.S. company. You don't, to move your corporation, you don't have to move your manufacturing facility. You can manufacture in whatever company is convenient for you.
Are you telling me you think Kyocera can move their manufacturing facility to the United States and not pay taxes here because they're based in some other country? Come on.
No, they would pay taxes, certainly, on whatever, they'd face whatever
then
taxes.
What are we talking about here?
The point I'm trying to make, and it's a very simple one, is that corporations make more money. Big corporations make more money than he does. So he could have changed his citizenship anytime he wanted and ceased to pay taxes. They would have done that for the right of. They will do that. Corporations will change their country of origin.
That's what happened with Burger King.
I don't think they managed to move. They were trying to.
You don't think that happened? Did it somehow fail?
I'm fairly certain they moved, but a bunch of conservatives got mad after saying, if you don't love it, leave America, then saying, you can't leave America to get rid of America.
Hey, Ian, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump winning the election here in the United States last night. Mark, you said it took you by surprise when you woke up this morning.
I was surprised, yeah. I didn't really expect it to be the case.
Daryl, you and I pretty much stayed up through the bitter end.
We were up till about 3 o'clock. At 7.
Right, then we had to get up to go to the Supreme Court here in New Hampshire for the Robin Hood hearing, which is a whole other thing we could talk about, but we'll hold off on that because the election is hot on people's minds. You can join us here at Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free here. that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States, and don't expect Donald Trump to fix it for
you. Thanks, Obama.
By the way, it'd be nice if we had a healthcare system that actually was based in the free market. Unfortunately, that is likely not going to be occurring anytime in the foreseeable future. However, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. And they provide you with a proactive health assessment daily, if you'd like. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, and also a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
And I'm guessing that unlike the Obamacare exchanges, their rates are not going up by 25% next year.
You'll have to check with them on that one. I'm not sure. It's a good question, though. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Last I looked, a family could get insured, covered for less than $600 a month. And if you're paying your own health insurance, you know that that's really, really competitive.
All right, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Obviously, folks have things they want to say about the election last night, and I definitely want to talk about some of the amazing success stories that we've had here in New Hampshire with the Libertarian Party actually doing something that's pretty noteworthy. Even though they didn't win the gubernatorial election last night, they did win something arguably even more important.
First time in 20 years.
Yes, and we'll tell you what happened here in moments. But first,
and it wasn't just New Hampshire. Yep. I want to point that out, that it was not just New Hampshire where this happened.
We'll get to that coming up here in moments. Also, I want to talk about some of the ballot initiatives tonight, too, including marijuana and whatever else has been on the ballot that, you know, maybe I didn't know about. You can call in and tell us what cool ballot initiatives or terrible ballot initiatives passed in your area. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. We got Rusty. He's in Jasper, Texas, listening on YouTube over at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Rusty. Rusty in Texas. Rusty going once. Rusty going twice. Tell you what, I'm going to put Rusty back on hold. Maybe he ended up in a bad cell. Our toll-free number again here is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, Donald Trump pretty much swept up last night. I mean,
he's not winning. He didn't sweep up. He got lucky. The Electoral College favored him. He is down by the popular vote. This is one of those unusual circumstances. Now, we're not
like
done.
Like the year 2000?
Yeah, we're not done yet, but the popular vote has gone with Clinton. But the
when you say we're not done, what do you mean by that?
Well, there are still precincts reporting and making sure that, there's recounts going on.
So what you're saying is maybe when it's all said and done, he might actually have the popular vote?
Maybe. It's close.
What's the difference? Do you happen to know offhand?
I don't. I can't.
Last time I looked, it was about 1 million.
Okay.
Give me a minute and I'll pull that up.
So, this national election, I consider it to be just a sideshow. I posted a story here, actually pretty exhaustive kind of election recap over at freekeen.com. I'm going to share that with you here, and we'll, of course, talk about it throughout. But in the next 4 years, I'll predict that Trump will ultimately be disappointing those who think he's somehow an outsider or anti-establishment. But I would love to be proven wrong about that. That's just my prediction. Meanwhile, the left is mad, and secession will be growing into a serious idea for many of them as they begin to see the value in breaking away from the United States. Indeed, Californians already held a Calexit rally.
Sweet.
Like Brexit,
yeah.
You know, the whole Britain leaving the EU. Now yeah. It's Calexit. It was Texit before this. I suspect Texas is not as interested in leaving now since they voted for Donald Trump. But California, of course, went solidly for Hillary Clinton. And, you know, they're probably feeling the burn right now.
When do we get Hillary Hexit?
Hillary has a 203,000 vote lead.
Okay. So, yeah, Calexit. I think there's a different story about that. We can talk more about it here in a little bit.
California.
Yeah, that one's cute, too. But, yeah, Californians, some of them, are pretty serious about leaving. They were outside of the State House in Sacramento protesting today.
Good,
good timing on their part. There's no better time than now to start talking about secession, and I think now we need secession more than we have ever needed secession.
I'll tell you what we really need, even more than secession, is California seceding.
That would be fantastic.
That would be secession.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
Yeah, but California seceding could mean that others would then follow suit, like perhaps other West Coast states. Oregon, Washington both went for Hillary Clinton. They could all break away, and a lot of the other people in the United States would be very happy about that. I also would like to see New Hampshire leave. And New Hampshire continued, by the way, in its tradition, and I like this about New Hampshire. It has a tradition of, you know, every couple, 4 years, 2 to 4 years, New Hampshire kind of just changes its color. Like, they'll vote for a Democrat.
That's what happens with swing states.
Right. And, well, in this case, a lot of those swing states went for Trump, whereas sometimes it, you know, they don't do that. But anyway, New Hampshire has this tendency to not only change its color as far as its presidential election, but I'm talking about just, you know, the state reps and the governorship and things like that. So
right.
We've had
That's
Democrats.
That's what really makes a swing state.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd point out, people love to lump the Northeast, specifically New England, all together and imagine that it's Boston or something.
Mm-hmm.
But New Hampshire is the only state in the Union that went red, and I think it's very, very close to being red. I mean, it's very...
Well, they voted for new Hillary by 0.1%.
Okay. Yeah, the margin's razor thin if they got it, because on my map, it's not reported at this point.
Really?
It's just too close.
Well, one thing that's interesting is that, yeah, it does look as though Hillary's going to win New Hampshire, but we have a Republican that just got elected governor.
By 5%, almost 5%.
A much bigger lead than Trump, for sure.
Right. So people went to the polls. They voted for – many people went to the polls and voted for Hillary and then Sununu. Democrat for president and Republican for governor.
That's correct. There were thousands of people who did that here in New Hampshire.
And there were a lot of people that wound up voting for the Libertarian for governor as well. More people, and this is something that I predicted, more people voted for the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate in New Hampshire than voted for Gary Johnson.
It was close. It wasn't that much more, but
right. But
Gary Johnson got what, 4.2%, and Max Abrams.
Gary, I think, got 4.1. Max got 4.3. So yeah, it's not a huge difference, but it was still more votes, and there were a lot of people thinking that, you know, Gary was going to, you know, like bring everything in. But the way minor party tickets often work, the down ticket candidates have a reverse coattail effect, meaning that, you know, a strong local candidate will bring more votes to the top of the ticket.
Interesting.
Than vice versa.
And we'll get into Max's campaign here in a little bit, but let's go back to your calls. Actually, we're going to do that here in a moment. Let me make sure we actually have Rusty. Rusty, are you with us in Jasper, Texas?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep. You're actually a little bit loud, but I'm sure they'll turn you down a bit there at the board op side. Go ahead with your thoughts, and then we'll continue.
Yeah, just real quick, I think about a few nights ago on the show, kind of asked people, I think yourself said thought Trump would likely win, and I think Mark was kind of on the fence. But, you know, wasn't that big a surprise to me. The pollsters were wrong, the media was wrong.
They sure were. Stand by, Rusty. We'll continue with your analysis here, and your thoughts on the election are also welcome, or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here, and some more success stories coming up, 855-450-FREE.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way. at all. It ain't gonna sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall Reveres.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. With over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Election recap, postmortem. Whatever you want to call it here. You can call in and join us toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It is the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons, perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is called Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. And learn why entrepreneurship matters. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Rusty is in Jasper, Texas. He's a Republican down there in Texas. You said that you saw this coming. Go ahead.
Yeah, the media and the pollsters are wrong. They were oversampling Democrats. They were discounting Trump's appeal to many Americans. You know, this anti-East Coast, West Coast sentiment that, you know, that he touched voters that haven't been touched by a candidate, energized them to get out to the polls. I think he also split the union vote, probably gained a large portion of that. That would explain kind of the Rust Belt states. Just from the exit polling done by The Economist and CNN and the Cornell University, it's showing that he's doing better with people of color than Romney did in 2012. So this whole narrative that Trump won because everyone's sexist and racist just isn't true. They're trying to push that out there now. That's not the case. He won fair and square. It's a done deal. It's sad to show.
Well, the fact that he won fair and square doesn't mean that he didn't win because everybody's because enough percentage of the population is sexist or racist. I mean, those aren't mutually exclusive terminologies.
Well, that's also an oversimplification.
Sure.
Right. Just like the people on the right saying that, oh, people only voted for Hillary because she's a woman and they wanted to vote for a woman.
Some did.
It's an oversimplification.
Some did. Yeah.
There are a lot of factors at play.
Yep.
And you can't just, you know, point to, oh, well, I know this guy that voted for Trump, and that guy's a racist, so everybody that voted for Trump is a racist.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the Democrats are trying to push that out there and as an excuse.
Right. And I'm saying that that's an oversimplification.
Yeah. It's horrible. It just shows how biased the media is. One of the best highlights of last night was just seeing them eat crow live on TV, you know, breaking down in tears or going, like, you aren't dreaming. It's reality. You aren't in hell.
Yeah, we heard some of that today. Daryl, you and I were driving in Concord and leaving Concord. We were listening to New Hampshire
NPR.
Public Radio, or NPR on NHPR. And one of their commentators was admitting she was wrong. She misjudged the American people, and she was definitely eating some crow on the air.
Yeah, and I think that this is something that the media is going to have to look at one way or the other. One of two things occurred here. The media was attempting to manipulate the vote, or they are completely out of touch, not completely, they are sufficiently out of touch with the American population that they couldn't see this coming. Everything I heard when I looked at polls, when I listened to this stuff, it was all, essentially, they were doing everything but saying, hey, Hillary's going to win this.
Right, and even if you looked at 538.com, that's Nate Silver's website,
yep.
Where he, you know, he's pretty good on being able to...
No, he was good. Now he failed.
Right, that's
the predictor.
What I was going to say.
I know. Well, that's what, you know,
okay,
when we hold
okay,
up his...
Mark, prior to yesterday...
No, this is important. This golden boy that was telling us, this is how the election's going to go, was wrong.
Right, and if you would have let me finish my sentence... That's what I was
Daryl,
going to
Daryl, I don't care about your opinion. What I care about
prior
here... Prior
to
trying...
yesterday, he was correct, and he was very, very wrong this year.
Yeah, but prior to... The only thing that matters was yesterday. That's it. Up to this point, that's all... It was just polls. The only person I know that was right on this was Ian Freeman. For God's sakes, he doesn't even watch the news. I have a hell of a time getting to him to read one chapter.
Right. I didn't make a prediction.
Yeah, you did.
I just said I don't believe the polls, and anything can happen.
Right, and Ian's not the only one that's right. Tom Knapp posted last week.
The Napster.
He posted his prediction, and he gave two reasons why he thinks that Trump was going to wind up winning.
Okay.
He says that he believes that a non-trivial faction of Trump voters were not willing to admit to anyone, let alone a pollster, that they were going to vote for Trump. Giving that unusually large size of undecided voters, even up until, you know, a day or two before the election. He says, even though this is an open election with no incumbent, there's an extent to which this is a referendum on Barack Obama and the Democratic Party. That makes Trump the challenger and Hillary the incumbent. Voters who wait until the last minute to decide generally vote for the challenger, not the incumbent.
Okay.
That effect may be a little muted since it's the incumbent party, not the person we're talking about.
She's close enough.
But it's still the way with trends. That means that Trump is going to be gaining, not losing, undecided voters.
She's a Clinton, and she's the Secretary of State. That's pretty much an incumbency.
Right.
I agree.
And so, therefore, you know, yeah, you have this large shift of undecideds, some of whom might not have actually been undecided. They just didn't want to admit that they were voting for Trump.
Now, Rusty, quick question here. You've called us quite a bit about the Texas secession movements, and there's a couple of them down there. Do you feel like this win for Trump, which, you know, Texas went for Trump, do you feel like this is going to put the kibosh, is going to put a dampener on the secession movement there?
It's always going to grow. It may not grow at the same rate as the Hillary presidency would have affected it. I want to say with the Cal exit people, I support them 100%. Hopefully it's not the same people who dog Texas every time we're in the news pushing for independence. That would seem a little hypocritical. But I'm all for, you know, self-determination. I think we're still growing. We got the legislative session coming up here. We got some state reps who will probably push some legislation that we'll be supporting. I think last time I checked, we gained 10,000 signers last night. So it's a growing movement. I don't think whoever is president is going to really end the Texas independence movement. It's out of the bag. The genie's out of the bottle. You can't put it back in there.
I hope you're right about that. I hope that the Texas idea does not go to sleep for the next 4 years. And if the people out there in Texas who support secession continue to push for it openly during a Trump presidency, then I think they definitely deserve some credit if that's what happens. Hey, Rusty, thanks for the call and your thoughts. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So we still have the ballot measures to talk about. What happened in New Hampshire? There was really awesome news. And, of course, your thoughts are welcome on anything.
Well, let's not forget that Trump... Prior to you know, the general election really coming around, the big critique of Trump was that he was a Democrat, right? Like, this is a Democrat running as a Republican, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing, that whole sort of claim. That
right, he was a registered Democrat in the 90s, then he joined the Reform Party in 2000, briefly sought their nomination and then backed out, and then kind of went back to being like a Democrat or independent, and then became a Republican all of a sudden.
Yeah, Renee was worried last night that Trump was going to somehow pass some law cracking down on bisexuality and gay people, and my response to that was, he used to be a Democrat. He's probably been around plenty of gay people in his time in the entertainment industry. It's very unlikely that this guy is going to do anything like that.
I've got lots of gay friends.
Right.
My gay friends are the best. They're wonderful. They've got the best fashion sense, even though none of them tell me how to dress. They don't tell me that I don't look good as an orange person, but I'm here representing all orange Americans.
And then I think somebody made a comment that was similar on NHPR or NPR today, pointing out that this guy probably isn't really a threat to gay rights in any way, shape, or form.
Now, immigrants are another question.
Yeah, that one is definitely concerning. Remember, his plan for building the wall, if you recall, was...
And making Mexico pay for it.
Right. His proposal there was that he would tax remittances. So money that people are sending from the United States into Mexico, that he would make add a tax to that to make it very, very expensive.
Okay, just send them Bitcoin.
Exactly. Bitcoin, of course, is the solution to that problem. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. But certainly he's not going to lessen the police state. That's for sure.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. It's working. Don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Post-mortem edition after the 2016 United States election. There's a lot to say, and you're welcome to join us here with your thoughts and calls. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase. It's really that simple. It's the same great Amazon you're used to. It's just that they're sending us a cut for sending them the business. So once again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Eric in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live listening online.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Eric?
I just got a couple comments on this on what happened last night. As far as the polling goes, I'd been hearing for at least the last 4 weeks in the alt media, especially with Paul Joseph Watson and Roger Stone and those kind of, and Alex Jones, those kind of, you know, kind of alt-right guys, that the polling, they were oversampling Democrats and independents in Democratic areas when they were doing the polling, and that Trump's polling had said that he was doing much better than the media was letting on. So I really think that the media created an echo chamber. And actually, the WikiLeaks, it said that the Clinton campaign had actually sent some emails to different pollsters with suggested target polling audiences to create the illusion that she was doing better.
I thought that was specifically for the primary polling because she wanted to make it look like she had that much more support than Bernie.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure it carried over into the general. It just sort of shows that there was a pattern.
If they're cultivating those relationships with pollsters during the primary, they're likely going to try to exploit them during the general. We just don't have those emails likely at this point.
Right. Right. So, you know, it's unfortunate we got an authoritarian in there. And also with Brexit,
well,
I think
you would have had an authoritarian in there, whether it was Clinton or Trump.
I understand. But, you know, as we go forward for 2020, hopefully the LP can get its act together and field a better candidate. Right. And we can reach out to some of these disaffected people. They're not all bigots and horrible people. A lot of these people are very concerned about economic issues, about these treaties, the international military obligations and economic you know, NAFTA and the like. So
how'd the libertarians do down in Florida? Were you paying attention?
I think we did okay. I haven't even checked. I stayed up late, waited for everything to happen. I went and I did vote for the ticket. I didn't vote for any other politician. Just the libertarian guys. We got medical marijuana.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Finally.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some decent tax relief for average people, homesteading tax.
Now, it's Florida, so just for listeners that don't know this, Mark, you and I are from there originally. They always have ridiculous ballot measures, which are actually constitutional amendments, because
right.
Florida doesn't
correct.
Have your traditional ballot measure process. So whatever the ballot measures are actually amendments that are proposed to the Constitution. If they pass, they go through. And I remember when we were down there, there was the smoking ban, there was the choo-choo train.
The super fast choo-choo.
Yeah, and they reversed
and
later.
A legal requirement for pigs to have a certain amount of space.
So were there anything, so the good news from the ballot measures in Florida was medical marijuana passed, and
right.
it did pretty
right.
well this time compared to last time when it didn't pass. But what else was on the Florida ballot measures that are worth talking about? Was there anything?
There were two tax reduction proposals.
Really?
One had to do with in the homesteading clause.
Okay.
I've
got the brief
with.
Description pulled up in front of me of the four things okay. that were on the ballot.
All right.
There was a solar energy something
right.
that wound
that
up.
That was a monopoly by FPL.
That wound yeah. up losing.
Right.
There was. Right. Medical cannabis that passed.
Excellent.
There was a property tax exemption for first responders and a mm-hmm. property tax break for senior citizens.
And did those pass? Right.
Both of those passed.
Okay.
Right.
Time to move to Florida and be an old fireman.
Not for me.
Exactly. You know, it'd be nice if there was a ballot amendment for tax relief for all Florida citizens,
right.
They've got to target these demographics to get these.
Nah, if you want tax relief, you got to move out of Florida.
And
I'm sorry.
Actually,
what are you talking about? Tax relief? Florida's significantly less costly to live in
yeah,
than
we're,
New Hampshire.
We're okay. We're number six. You guys are number one up there, and I'm thinking about moving up there. But
you're talking about the level of freedom, but when it comes to tax freedom, Florida, mm-hmm. my property taxes in Florida were $1,400 a year.
Sure, but there's also no sales tax. There's
yeah,
no sales
the
tax.
Plastic crap I pay at Walmart for 7% is nothing compared to the additional $4,300 a month.
There's also a lot of other freedoms that you have here that you don't have in Florida.
Let's talk about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
the property tax exemption thing for the first responders, even though that's what it says on the brief description, it was only for disabled
first
responders that were injured in the line of duty.
Man.
And the spouses thereof.
Man, that's like a couple dozen people.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's probably a reach out to unions, trying to get some of those unions to go one way or the other.
Hashtag Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, Eric, you're talking about moving to New Hampshire. It's something that's
under
consideration for you?
Yeah, I am. I went to the Free State Project. I watched the 101 Reasons to Move.
Excellent.
That was excellent.
That movie is 2 years old now.
It is almost 2 years old. We've got about another
yeah.
week, and then it will celebrate its 2-year anniversary, which we'll be talking about here on Free Talk Live. Great video. You can watch it for free for those that don't know about it. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and you can see it there. It's free to watch on YouTube. It's an hour-long documentary about why New Hampshire really is the destination for people who love liberty and why, as more people keep coming here, it just keeps getting better and better. And we'll give you some more success stories here in a little bit. Eric, thanks for your call tonight. Look forward to seeing you up here. Dress warm. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Libertarian Banker is on the line listening online at lrn.fm.
Hey, guys, just wanted to ask Daryl, are you able to find out how many people wrote your name in the national election?
That's going to wind up taking some digging.
Yeah, a lot of digging.
A lot of digging, and also it's going to be several days before the Secretary of State websites have any of the write-ins actually tabulated.
Is it even worth the time to dig around for that information?
Oh, I'm going to dig just yeah. because I love looking at the numbers.
Okay, all right.
I love looking at the numbers, so I'm going
to
dig.
What does the trend look like, Daryl? Is it going to, you think you're going to get more votes this year than in the past?
Well, I've never
run
done
for
a
president
write-in
before.
Campaign for president before. Okay. But it does seem that there's, you know, a higher than usual number of write-in candidates. About 0.25% of all ballots cast across the country were write-in votes. So, you know, higher than normal. Yeah.
Libertarian Banker, what about you? Your thoughts on the election?
Well, I mean, obviously, woke up this morning kind of in shock at the result. But, I mean, honestly, I voted for Gary Johnson. And either way, we were screwed. So, yep. You know, to be honest, I'm kind of indifferent about it.
It is worth pointing out, I don't know if we mentioned this before, but Johnson did do about three times as well as Jill Stein. Both of them did about three times the votes that they did back in 2012.
And Johnson was the best performing Libertarian ever
in 2012.
Ian, that means you were wrong about the 2% number.
I was wrong about that. Yeah, I thought that he wouldn't get more than 2%, and he got 3%.
Well, and he's made it so that libertarians are on the ballot and don't have to spend a lot of money and time
a
lot of states.
No.
In a lot of states, the libertarians did wind up getting ballot access.
Based on Johnson.
Some of them based on Johnson, others not.
Because here in New Hampshire, it was not Johnson.
Right. There are a lot of states where, you know, the vote is, you know, or the ballot retention is based on a vote where president either has nothing to do with it or is one of several offices that can obtain ballot access.
While he did better than my prediction, he also did not do near as well as he was showing in the polls. Johnson was showing between, 6 and 9% or so in the polls?
Towards the end, he was showing between, 5 to 7.
So, yeah, still.
But still.
Not even close.
And, again, that is, you know, in line with history to where the candidates other than Republicans and Democrats do not do as well.
Correct.
As what they poll.
Same thing with Jill Stein. She was polling 3%. She didn't,
right.
Didn't get
she
there.
Polled a percent.
She got 1%.
Which, again, three times better than she did four years ago.
No doubt about it. But, again, as I point out here, or I pointed out in another version of the blog I didn't publish, was that Harambe, when his name was included, he did about as well as Gary Johnson in the polls. So
here's Harambe.
So people are going to vote for anyone besides Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Thanks, Banker. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storable.